You guys, I was actually trying to get bumped in the first round so that I could go home early because I'm tired. Fuck, I should do that more often, man. Just have your intent be to lose and you can win fabulously. I'm thinking that might work for me. As you can see, I really didn't expect it. I'm like, please just bump me so I can go home. I guess I'll do Cinderella because this is one of my favorites. The moral of the story in Cinderella is wait in the kitchen for some guy to bring you a shoe that fits. The moral of the story in Snow White is wait 100 years for some bungling necrophiliac to stumble through the forest and kiss your cold, dead hand. Then, and only then, will you truly be alive. The moral of the story in Beauty and the Beast is wait for the ugly, mean guy to turn sweet and cute because he's got lots of money, so it'll be worth it. Waiting, waiting. I've been waiting all my life for something that probably won't ever happen, and I think I just bumbled that line. I've waited most of my life for it to be over. I waited for the train but missed the bus. I was waiting in the Dulles airport when a middle-aged Middle Eastern man came up and proposed marriage to me for his son, who had never seen me but just happened to need a wife. Upon telling him that I did not want children, he decided I was unacceptable marriage material for his son, but said that he would marry me himself. I could come live with him, and he would give me a BMW. That is a true story. I was just waiting for somebody to come up and offer me a BMW. I was just waiting for some old, sexist, fat guy to come sweep me off my feet and determine if I was childbearing material. In the fairy tales that fathers tell their daughters, you grow up, go to college, get good grades, and everyone will be knocking down your door to offer you a job. I waited and waited. No one knocked. 1,000 other people were looking for that same job. I waited for the guy in the bar to come to his senses and realize he really did love me. He didn't know that he loved me, but I know he did. I waited for the other guy to really respect me. Now I've stopped waiting. The first really didn't love me and probably never will. He just wasn't capable. The other really didn't respect me and probably never will. And it really doesn't matter. I love me. I respect me. After 3 long years, I ran into the other. I walked away in my own truth and sense of self-respect. I am not Snow White, dead and waiting. I am vibrant, healthy, happy, and alive. And when you finally do come fumbling through the forest, I won't be there. I will be the queen of my own palace with 100 delectable manservants waiting to attend to my every whim. Oh, and if you see them, tell the 7 dwarves to clean up their own shit and learn how to take care of themselves because their mate is gone and no longer exists in servitude to the dirty little misogynists. The maid is busy having a life. She won't be back. I'm not Cinderella anymore, so take back your fucking shoe. I can buy my own shoes that fit. Thank you.